News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There are more public toilets in Dublin than people realise, and the council must ensure there are proper signs and access. That's the call from several councillors, including Dara Moriarty, Labour Group Leader on Dublin City Council. Dara, where are these public toilets that we don't know about?
Good morning, Shane. I suppose, like, Dublin City Council responded to huge public pressure and also pressure from us cross-party as Dublin City Councillors to try and deliver more public toilets. I think for years we've seen repeated calls from different organisations, different pressure groups to try and increase the level of public toilets available in Dublin. And what we've seen recently is Dublin City Council partnering with cafes, tea rooms and coffee kiosks to deliver a network of public toilets across Dublin. But I think what we're actually finding now is that a lot of people who want to use those services are finding them hard to access because of a lack of signage, a lack of visibility, and also just maybe an understanding that we associate some of those toilets with being for customer use only. So, for example, at a recent March Dublin City Council meeting, there was a lease agreement up for the renewal of a lease agreement for a cafe in the Jervis Street area of Dublin. And it was mentioned that there was no explicit clause in the lease agreement to state that public toilets were necessary or public toilets had to be, subject to public signage to make people aware of them. And Dublin City Council managers, in fairness, did pull that report and they said they'd look at it again and come back to us. So I think that's kind of put a spotlight on the issue again. I think if you look at the parks around the area, we should have anything up to 10 public toilets in our parks over the course of 2025. There's currently around 7 and we should have 3 more. But I think there is that concern that they're possibly hiding in plain sight and people don't know they're there.
Okay, so basically, I mean, look, I actually think the idea of linking it up to a cafe is quite a good idea. I mean, there's less likely to be a sort of antisocial behaviour and so on if it's part of a business and if it's supervised. But the problem is these businesses aren't saying it's a public toilet and people don't know they're there, and it's kind of awkward to go in and ask to use the toilets as well, isn't it?
It is awkward to go in and ask. And I think, like, in fairness, Dublin City Council have tried to be creative in responding to, you know, the demands and the pressure that's being put on by us as local representatives, but also that we're receiving that from our constituents as well. And I know that many of your listeners who know the Dublin area, for example, will know the top of Grafton Street, very near Stephen's Green Shopping Centre there, you know, a public toilet was provided there, I think, coming up 5 years now this summer. And, you know, that came in at a really significant cost, I think, between the maintenance and the upkeep, the staffing costs in terms of security, in terms of the cleaning costs. I think that comes in at around €32,000 per month just to service that toilet. Wow. So you're looking at around €380,000 a year. So I think the solution of partnering with cafes, I think, to agree with yourself, Shane, is a really, really good one. But I think there is a barrier there because people don't know. And in addition to the cafes and the kiosks, Dublin City Council maintain, it's on their website, if you go to dublincitycouncil.ie/public toilets, you'll find that they say all of their public libraries, all of their community and leisure centres, even City Hall. City Hall on Dame Street is supposedly a public toilet if people wanted to access it. But I think there's a real lack of public awareness. I mean, you think of all the Dubliners and you think of all the tourists who are hanging around the Parliament Street, College Green, Dame Street area that might need a public toilet. They have no idea, I would say, for the most part, that City Hall sitting there right in the middle of the town is actually also available as a public toilet. So I think we need to increase... Yeah. There you go. I think, and you're off sort of around the corner from that. So yeah, I think we need to make people aware of that. And I think the parks in particular, like, I think it's a good thing we are partnering with the parks. The point you make around antisocial behaviour and concerns, I think that's possibly part of the reason why we're seeing parks not, you know, sticking a big sign up saying public toilet here. But I think, you know, there are concerns with antisocial behaviour across all walks of the services Dublin City Council provide. It doesn't mean we shouldn't provide them. So okay, I think we have to sort of feel the fear and do it anyway and make sure that if there are, you know, publicly funded, available toilets in our parks, people need to know they're there.
Dara Moriarty, Labour Group Leader on Dublin City Council, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.